What's up, my beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of Running Through My Mind podcast with your boy, Hella Good. I've been running every day since May 15, 2017. 60th anniversary just happened. I ran across the U.S. from L.A. to New York City, 84 days, 3,061 miles. I just recently did my first 100-mile race last August of 2022, and I'm about to do my second one, June 24th, the Western State 100. But we're here to talk about everything running through my mind. So one of the topics that keep lingering around in my head recently while I'm running, while I'm not running, it's just been running through my mind, is not having to feel like we need to do something in order to feel important. You know, in this world that we're in with social media, Instagram, we see a lot of endurance athletes or fitness athletes doing something epic, you know, and it can make you feel that you're not doing enough, or if you don't do anything big, you're not important enough. You don't feel like you are doing enough because the fact that you're seeing these things happening. And I always said that whatever I have done in my running journey, I don't go looking for it. It finds me. The running every day found me in a way where I wanted to face my fear, right? And to run across America, one day, came out of the shower, I'm sitting, it hit me, run across America. During my run across America, while I was in New Mexico, I'm listening to the iconic book on Audible, Born to Run, and they talk about the Leadville 100. And the saying is, you don't find Leadville, it finds you. So in that moment, Leadville found me through Audible, and I was like, huh, I want to do this. And to having the opportunity to run Western State 100 coming up, it all find me. People reach out to me. I don't go looking for it. And I think that's very important and healthy. But one of my biggest messages to everyone right now, if you're listening to this or watching this, you do not have to run across America to feel important. You do not have to do these big endurance thing to feel validated, to feel like you are enough, right? The reason I actually started sharing my running journey, it was to let people know that you can do anything you put your mind to, right? With hard work, consistency, and self-belief. And I actually didn't even share my journey until I was a little over half year in, because it wasn't about social media. But I'm glad that I did, because that was the point, to let people know to go chase those dreams and goals, to face your fear, right? And that doesn't have to be running. Running was for me, but it does not have to be for you. So if you feel, and I'm guilty of this, I've actually seen endurance runners doing stuff and I'm like, I need to do something, even though I'm very aware of it, because the fact that I see that, I'm like, I got to go and find something to do. But then again, I got to remind myself, that's not what it's all about. It's not about trying to do something because you feel like you're not doing enough. Enough is what you want to do, right? So you are important. You are equal. Vice versa, no one's better than you. You're not better than anyone. So don't feel like you need to get out of what you want to do, especially something that you don't like, something that you don't care for, and you want to do it just because everyone is doing it, or in that world specifically, especially in the running world for me, or just because you feel like those people who are doing it or doing big things, and you think that if I'm not doing something as big as that, I'm not good enough or I'm not important. You are in your own unique way. Not everyone wants to be a runner. Not everyone wants to be a mountaineer. Not everyone wants to be a CEO of a company. So you go do you. You go follow the things that you want to do. And don't let anyone throw you off by making you feel like you aren't enough. And I've seen this myself throughout Instagram. I see social media. It's mainly Instagram where I see athletes preach, I'm hard, I'm doing something tough, and you get the energy, the vibe. Maybe I'm taking it personally, but you get the vibe that they're telling you, well, if you're a runner, you're not running a 100-mile race, or you're not going for a marathon PR, or you're not racing all the time, that you're really a weak person. Like, you're just running. You're not really doing hard stuff. You're not really pushing yourself. And some people have laid this energy out. And to me, it's not fair because everyone's battle is different. So for those who aren't doing that, but whatever that they're doing, maybe that's what feels like a 100-mile race, Maybe that's what feels like a marathon race. Maybe that's what feels like they're challenging themselves and pushing themselves to the limit. And if it's not, what's wrong with that? Not every run, everything that you do have to be a PR, a big monumental thing that you're like, whoa. Sometimes we just want to get out there and just do it because it makes us happy. Guys, I'm sweating right here because I'm so passionate about this right now. But we just want to do it because it brings up a sense of relief. Me personally, I go and do this running stuff, running every day, because it makes me feel like I can do anything I put my mind to. I feel accomplished. I feel good. In fact, this is such a blessing. When I'm feeling a headache, I go out there and run, it goes away. So there's so much more behind it than just me trying to show that, oh, I'm doing something hard. I'm doing something epic. I got a 100-mile race coming up. I got this coming up. I'm about to run across America again. No, I'm not doing that, but you never know. But just to make a point to you, you can just get out there and do you. And the people who are portraying this, maybe that's not their intention. For some, it is their intention. And I think it's not fair to put that pressure on people already that's already trying. You know, everyone's best is different. Everyone's effort doesn't have to match to yours, vice versa. So just to you, you know, there's people out there, motivation comes in different forms, right? For me, motivation comes in a form of positivity, positive energy, you know, smiling through the pain. It's a beautiful pain. It's a privilege that I can move my body. But some people, it has to be a dual sergeant version. You're getting screamed at if you don't get up early enough. Are you even getting up? But to me, that doesn't have to be the case either. So there's a pressure that comes in within that. Maybe you want to go get a run in, or you want to go do something physically later on. But the fact that you're not getting up super early to get it done makes you look weak. Like, you need to get up early. You need to get these things done. And you don't have to, okay? Because you don't do it doesn't make you less. Because you don't do it doesn't make you not doing enough. Because enough is what you want to do, what makes you happy. And I think that's something that I wanted to really talk about. It's been really running through my mind. And I feel like we need to have more energy toward this direction, that not everyone has to get out there and do something incredibly big, right? And I also understand, I'm always thinking that effort comes in different form, right? Being strong, doing amazing big things comes in different forms, you know? It's not only physical, it could be mental. We also have a mental battle that we face every day, just a day-to-day life, you know? Things can come out of nowhere, a curveball that comes at you and you are not expecting it. Life stuff, maybe you got a puncture on your tire, maybe you're running late for work, maybe family, relationship. There's so many things that we all already have to battle. So to me, you are enduring a lot. You are doing big things, right? You are doing this big endurance run. That's the run of life that you have to face every single day. So you are doing amazing things. Even if it's not something that's, oh, I ran from here, that took 200 miles to get to there. And I really want to say this myself, because even for me, maybe it might come off that Hella has something big coming up. He just ran across America 2 years ago and he ran a 100-mile race. He just trained for his first marathon prep and he did that within 67 days. He's going to go run another 100 miles. So when you see that, and it can also come off from even my page that Hella's doing all these things back to back, it's not only that it's tough mentally and physically and emotionally, it still wants to make him get out there and do things. And you may ask yourself, maybe I am not doing enough. So I'm here to tell you that you are doing enough. You don't have to do what I do. And I'm sure also, I always tell people, no matter what you see that I'm doing, there's people who are doing it at a much different level. And I always say this, no matter what, I'm humbled. There's a level to the game of running. There's a level to the game of life. Whatever you may think is tough for you, someone will be dealing with something else. Not saying that their toughness is tougher than yours, because it's hard to say that, because you're only living in your toughness and that's what you know. You may see theirs. It might seem to you on paper, compare side to side, that, oh, theirs look like it's a little more difficult, but that's not what our mental health is, when you're enjoying something, nothing else matters, right? So there's that itself alone. Always focus on what you're just able to do. And the biggest thing of all, as long as it is making you happy. If it's making you happy, you're on the right course. You are doing the best that you can, and you got to move forward. My tip to you right now, I'm just going to give you guys a couple things. What helps you combat this? Tip number one, if you do feel like you are following an influencer or an endurance athlete that's portraying this message to you, this is just a recommendation. I don't know everything, just based on what's helpful, even to myself. I mean, mute them or unfollow them. Because I really do believe if something is not helping you be the best version of yourself, if it's just dragging you down and it's not doing anything for you, it makes you feel bad. It makes you feel not worthy. I think you need to leave that alone. I do that till this day. I really do. And that's one of the things I tell people when I get asked the question, when are you going to end this run streak? My answer is, if I go out there one day, this running makes me feel like I was feeling 6 years ago, when I was in my deep, dark area in my head, you may call it depression or not, because running made me escape that, right? But if I go back to that, bye, running. I love you right now, but I don't have to love you forever. I give myself permission to bounce, because that's not what I want to go up to, because there's nothing better feeling like than just having a sense of relief. Like I said, we go through so much already in our lives. So I'm out. So if something is out there that's making you feel that, I recommend, just a recommendation, you don't have to, leave it alone, move away, right? There's a reaction from an action. So an action of yours will have a reaction to it that could help you on the long game, on the long run, no pun intended. So that's my first recommendation. Second, I want you to just think for yourself, pull yourself aside, have a conversation with yourself. I do this. In fact, I used to ask my dad, how come grandpa always talk to himself? It's really strange. I always see him. He's mumbling, he's sitting down. And then I find myself doing that now. So I guess I am my grandpa's grandson. And I really have conversation with myself. Talk to yourself and say, hey, why am I even doing this? What's the reason behind this? That I want to do something hard, right? That I want to go do something enduring, whether it's running or not. Is it because someone else is doing it and I feel like I need to? Or is it because I really, really want to do it? And my example is, like I told you earlier on this podcast, that I found myself in this situation when I saw something was happening in the endurance world. I try to find something in some country, and I'm like, I want to do this. And shout out to Belle. She basically said to me, for those who don't know who Belle is my fiance that does everything, all this stuff, all this editing, all everything. I just run. My job is easy. But she basically called me out, and I love that. She said, so Hella, what's the reason you want to do this? What's the main reason behind it? And I was like, you got me. It's not that I really want to do it. It's because I feel like I need to do it because I saw somebody else doing something hard. How bad is that? Like, what? Like, I'm so lucky I had someone to make me think out loud and say it out loud that I had no sense of purpose to try to do something hard just because I saw somebody else doing something hard. And it really brought me back down to earth. And I'm so glad that was the case, because you put yourself in this situation and you go try to do something hard, just the fact that you saw somebody else doing something, how long is it going to last? Are you going to be groggy? Are you going to be miserable when you're doing it? When you have a reason, that is the complete opposite. Running across America is a good example that happened to me. When I decided to do this, it was nothing to do with ego. I said, I have to do this for something bigger than myself, because I know at the end of the day, if I sign up for that, I will do everything within my power to not tap out. But if this was about me, some of the things I endured during the run across America, I haven't even told y'all. And I know there's so much that has happened. Some of them were just like valid enough for me to just be like, is this even worth it? But I didn't let those things bother me, because I was doing it for a nonprofit, people who need my help. And I was using my ability to run to help somebody, something. So it was more purposeful for me than anything, right? So if I were to go do something because I saw someone else doing something, there's no purpose behind it. There's no sense of doing it for something. When you're doing something for somebody, you know, you guys could tell me if you agree, you would break your back for a family member, for a friend. You would do anything, your kids, whatever it is. Like, you feel like you can put yourself through the worst misery because there's something bigger than yourself. That's what's beautiful about life. You know, when it gets tough, you want to battle for somebody because that's meaningful to you. But me going to do this crazy something endurance, it wasn't about that. So was it going to be worth it? Was it going to be like, oh, I finished this, look, I did this? But I don't think the pride and the self-fulfillment would have been the same. So that's number two, right? So ask yourself, why do you really want to do this? Why are you putting yourself in this situation just because you see someone else doing it? And that can only go a long way. And I guess last but not least, right? Are you happy with what you're doing right now? And I'm going to ask that again. Are you happy with what you're doing right now? Because happiness comes in different form. You hear these cheesy things that you might say if you get something. Actually, this is not even cheesy. If you go get something, it can make you happy. But it's very temporary, right? But happiness comes within inside, deep inside, how you feel mentally. And so if you have that, nothing else matter. But if you feel like you're struggling to find the happiness, because it happened to us, it happened to the best of us. I was dealing with that, and running brought that sense of happiness and joy for me. So if you really ask yourself that question, be very deep with yourself. And if you trust someone, have a conversation with, then find those things that really makes you feel happy to the core, to the bone. Because I know for a fact, once you find that, nothing else matters. Nothing else is going to bother you. Someone can step on your toes. In fact, you might be like, oh, sorry, I put my foot in your way for you to step on it. You won't even think it's their fault. You might even be like, you know what? I put myself there. I'm sorry. And you're still smiling and you keep moving. And it's really hard to find that. And yes, you may have to talk to the professionals, a mental health coach, something, because happiness is not easy to find. And one of the biggest things that I hear when you have people have conversation and they ask, what do you want in life? Yeah, we all want money because in a way where we want to have a roof over our head, we want to be able to eat, feed our family, take care of our families and ourselves. But everybody, the question, the answer ends up going to this. Majority of the time from what I've seen, even for myself, I just want to be happy. So find that happiness. And it doesn't have to be running across America. And if it is, good. If it makes you happy, go for it. So find that happiness within you. And once you do, nothing else will bother you. All those people that are kind of putting that pressure on you, you're just like, I'm happy, I'm okay. There's people who come to me, hella, how come you don't do a 250-mile race? I'm like, nah, I'm not about that life. It's not that I'm afraid of it, but I don't see any excitement that I'll get out of that, right? And the people who do it good for you, kudos to you. I respect you to even want to do that, but I don't even have any desire for it. So find that happiness. And on that note, before I let you go again, I'm going to say, you do not have to run across America to be important. You do not have to do something crazy to feel like you are worth it, that you belong, that you matter, okay? You are important. You matter. You belong. It doesn't matter what you do. It's different for everybody, what we do in life. So don't let anyone's message or action sometimes speak better than words that's making you feel that way. And if it is, leave it behind. And focus on what makes you truly happy. Just because you don't do those things that you see from us endurance athletes on social media, it doesn't make you less. Because you're as important as anyone. You're equal. No one's better than you, vice versa. Remember that. Thank you guys again for listening to another episode of Running Through My Mind podcast. I love y'all. I'll see you in the next one. Let's get it. Let's go.